thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your name that is working miracles in our lives as we pray. Thank you for the authority you have enthroned in our voices, even in our tongues, such that when we make declarations, when we decree, it comes to pass. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for doors that you have opened for us. Thank you for blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for impossible things you have made to become possible. Thank you, Lord, for grace you have given to us to overcome our weaknesses and to become stronger than things that were once stronger than us. Thank you, Lord, for the entrance of your word that is giving us breakthroughs, freedom, deliverance, transformation, and healing, and righteousness and purity. Thank you because you are using your word to change our lives into the kind of person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord, for how you have committed yourself to answering our prayers, even the prayers we pray on this platform. Thank you, Lord, for battles you have fought for us, even those battles that were too strong for us to overcome. Thank you for mountains you have lived down so that we can move forward. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done to promote us, to elevate us, and to give us a success that is beyond human wisdom and effort. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for what you have determined to do among us tonight. Thank you because you are going to help us. Thank you because you are going to favor us and you are going to show us mercy. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O God, that far beyond what we are expecting from you, Lord, surprise us with mighty miracles and great interventions from your throne. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do wonders. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that he shall show you how much he loves you, even in this prayer session, because it will help you. Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into prayer points. Let's sing the song together.
Just as I am without one plea, but thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, just as I am. without one plea, but thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, though waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blood, to him whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. I manifest, Lord Jesus, manifest the power of your praises. We need you, Lord. Manifest, let your glory manifest, reveal the greatness of you. Manifest the power of your presence, Lord Jesus. Manifest, Jesus, Lord Jesus, manifest the power of your praises. We need you, Lord. Manifest, let your glory manifest, reveal the greatness of you. I have heard of the works you did. I've read of the ancient times, how men were delivered and were healed. You opened the blind eyes. You opened the blind eyes. You made the lame walk. Dead men heard your voice. They rose up, they came back. Jesus, manifest. Lord Jesus, manifest the power of your presence, the power of your praises. We need you. We need you, Lord, Lord Jesus, manifest, let your glory manifest, reveal the greatness of you, reveal the greatness of you. These are evil days, these are evil days. These are dark times, these are dark times. Sin is on rise, church is enslaved, church is enslaved. We are dying now, we are suffering like hell. Would you save us, Lord? Arise, Lord, help us, manifest, Jesus, Lord, Jesus, manifest the power of your praises. We need you now, we need you, Lord. Manifest, let your glory manifest. Reveal the greatness of you. Manifest, Lord Jesus. Sing it. Manifest, Lord Jesus, manifest in our lives the power of your praises. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord. Manifest right now. Manifest. Let your glory manifest. Reveal the greatness of you. Hallelujah. I wanted to begin to worship him. If you believe in the greatness of who he is, even at this time, even in your life, if you believe in the greatness of who he is to save, to heal, to deliver, to change your life, then worship him, praise him, celebrate him, worship his majesty. Ancient of Days, we worship you. Miracle worker, mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty deliverer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Israel, mighty God, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of the beginning and the ending, the one who was and is and is to come. Father, we worship you. There is none like you, Father. There is none to be compared with you, for you are highly exalted, far above thrones, far above kingdoms, far above nations, far above governments, far above principalities, far above witches and wizards and witchcraft. You are highly exalted, far above every darkness, far above everything and everyone. We worship you, Lord. You are a terrible God. You are a consuming fire. We bless your holy name. We praise you. We adore you. We honor you. We celebrate you. We worship your faithfulness. We worship your greatness. We worship your victory, your dominion, your authority. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. We worship you for who you are. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. We thank you for many things you have done for us. We thank you for many things you are still going to do. We thank you for a glorious future you have prepared for us. We thank you, Lord, for deliverances you have done in our lives. We thank you for opening our eyes and delivering us from deception of the enemy. We thank you for showing us the light. Thank you for showing us the truth, the way. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks and praises and worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to take a Thanksgiving prayer. Yeah, and as you take that prayer, I'm going to be singing a song along the line. Yeah, but you're going to say, Father, I thank you for who you are in my life. That's what you're going to say. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for who you are in my life. I thank you because I can trust you and I can depend on you.
For you are a faithful God. You are a good God. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Begin to thank him. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, yes, Father. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord. Because of who you are, we worship you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for who you are in the earth at this time. Thank you for who you are in the nations of the earth. Thank you for who you are in every situation that we have found ourselves. Thank you for who you are in our bodies. Thank you for who you are in our spirits. Thank you for who you are in our souls. Thank you for who you are, Father. For in the midst of thick darkness, you remain the Almighty God. We thank you for who you are. You can never be limited by anything and by any circumstances. Your will prevail, whether the devil likes it or not. Thank you for who you are. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Psalm. Psalm 68. Remember that we have been using this scripture to pray for some time. Psalm 68. Yeah, and then we have dealt with verse 6. Now, verse 7. It says, O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness. Verse 8. The earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Yeah, you can see that these verses confirmed what I had said earlier. If you have been following these prayer sessions, yeah, I said that there's a presence of God that is so mighty. Yeah, such that at that presence of God, victory is sure automatically. Everything just falls under God immediately. God appears at that level of his presence. Or immediately God reveals such dimension of his presence. Yeah, so you can see in these verses that God took the children of Israel from the land of captivity, from the place of bondage, And God, like a human being, God walked them out of captivity into their promised land. He did it physically with a presence that is undeniable. Yeah, with a presence that is so terrible. So I believe God is doing the same thing at this in these last days. In these last days. Yeah, I remember God told me recently, not long. He said the same miracle he did to bring the children of Israel from the land of captivity into the promised land is the same miracles he will do in these last days to bring the church out of captivity into glory. Yeah, that is what he told me not long ago. So you are going to pray. I believe God wants to do terrible things because he has chosen you. Yeah. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I open up my life to you. Visit me with the same presence you visited the Israelites when they were in bondage, to give them complete freedom. Say, Father, visit me with the same presence that brought the Israelites out of captivity into the promised land. Lord, visit my life with that same presence and do the same thing in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, visit me with the same presence by which you took the people of Israel from the land of bondage into the land you have prepared for them. Oh God of Israel, visit me with that presence and do the same for me. Do the same in my life. Thank you, Lord. Do the same in my life. Do the same in my life. Take me to the place you have promised to take me. Take me to the place you have ordained to take me before I was born. Lord, visit me with similar presence that brought the children of Israel out of the land of bondage into the land you have prepared for them. The land flowing with milk and honey. The land full of wealth and riches and establishments they did not work for. Lord, visit me and translate me into that promised land you have prepared for me. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the writer of this psalm was calling God to remembrance what he did in the days of old. So it was like it was eulogizing God by calling him to remembrance what he did in the days of old. Yeah, when he physically defended the children of Israel, he fought for them with visible signs, undeniable signs, visible signs. The same thing God wants to do at this time. There shall be signs so visible because it is time for you to be free completely. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray, placing your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, oh God, arise. Fight for me. Defend me. The way you defended the children of Israel against Pharaoh, against the taskmasters. Say, Lord, arise and fight for me. Arise and defend me. Fight for my complete liberty. Fight for my total freedom. Oh God, arise and defend me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Say, oh God, arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me, that I may be released from the bondage of many years, that I may be set free from the captivities of many years. Oh God, arise and defend me. You did it for Israel when they were under the captivity in Egypt. Lord, you can do the same in my life. Arise and defend me. Arise and fight for me. Fight for me. Thank you, Lord. Defend me now. In the name of Jesus, defend me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And I said, he did visible miracles because he was so determined to give Israel complete freedom. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, visit my life. Visit my destiny and begin to do visible miracles. Begin to do visible signs and wonders, because it is time for my complete freedom. Lord, visit my life. Visit my destiny. Begin to do visible signs and wonders, because of my complete freedom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. He has the mask said gegelegelegdaha. Shadeta gesujelegrihada. Lord, visit me now. Perform miracles. Work wonders. That mean that I will not remain in any captivity again. Lord, do miracles that means that my captivity is over. Do miracles that means that my slavery is over. Lord, visit me and do miracles that means that my suffering and shame and reproach and hardship and pains and sorrows are over. Thank you, Lord. Lord, visit me and do such visible miracles. If you did it in those days, you can do the same now. For it is written that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Lord, if you do it then, you can do it now. Thank you, Lord. Do visible miracles, shocking miracles, undeniable miracles. That means that my captivity is over. Miracles that means instantly, that means automatically, that my captivity is over. Lord, do such miracles now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you read that verse, it says, verse verse 7, it says, O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, he said, when you led your people, that's what it means. It means he was before them and they were following from behind. Yeah. And just as he was before them, he was also at their back. He was behind them. Yeah. He was leading them physically. Yeah, you can read the Bible. I'm not exaggerating anything. God was physically leading them. There was a pillar of smoke by the daytime, and there was a pillar of fire in the night, physically with the children of Israel. It was physically leading them, and God wants to do the same with you. Sorry for the network. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, hold me by the hand and walk me or move me to that place in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Say Father, hold me by the hands. If you did not get the prayer point, I'm repeating it again. You're going to say, Father, hold me by the hand and walk me from where I am now into the place you have prepared for me, the place of honor, the place of victory, the place of power, the place of dominion, the place of authority, the place of success. Lord, hold me by the hand. Walk me into that place right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. She just said, walk me, Father, as you did for the Israelites, physically, walk me, physically, Lord, walk me into the place you have prepared for my life and destiny. The place you want me to be. The place you want me to be that is not where I am now. Lord, visit me, hold me by the hand, and walk me into those places. The realms you want me to be that is not where I am now. Lord, hold me by the hand and move me into those places. Move me into those realms right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. When God come down in a very visible way, to
do what he did for the Israelites. Usually when God does that, it's because he wants to do something that nobody can stop. Whenever God comes in a very physical way like that, it's because he's going to do something, or he's doing something that nobody something that nobody can stop. Yeah, and if you look at that story in the Bible, you discover that nobody could stop the Israelites. Nobody. Pharaoh could not stop them, and every other nation they encounter on the way, they were winning them, they were bringing them down. So anytime God wants to do a significant change, that not even you will be able to stop it. Anytime God wants to cause a change that will be irreversible, a change that no one can stop, that is when it comes in a physical way, in a very visible way. So which means that at that point, you will know that this is God in action. And not only you, everyone around you will know. Yeah, and you will not be able to deny. So you're going to pray again. It's possible that presently God is doing many things and you're not even aware. It's possible that presently God is showing you many things and you're not even seeing it. But if he really wants to show you mercy, it will start coming to you in a very physical way. So that is the message you're going to ask for right now. Because I discovered that many of us have been so polluted with darkness, such that God is speaking, we cannot even hear. God is standing in front of you like this, you cannot even see. He's telling you what to do, you cannot even know it. Yeah, because of so much of darkness that has covered this generation. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. And lead me with the presence of you that is so visible, so physical, such that I will not be able to ignore, so visible such that I will not be able to doubt and say, could it be God or could it be something else? Lord, you're going to say, Father, visit me and lead me with such a presence of you that is so visible and so physical, so that I can follow you quickly into where you are taking me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord, visit me in a physical way, as you did to the Israelites when they were in Egypt under bondage. You're going to say, Father, visit me in a physical way, in a very visible way, and move me to where you want me to be. Visit me in a physical way such that I cannot deny that it is you, and I cannot doubt that it is you, such that my faith will be encouraged, such that my faith will come alive, and I will know that the God of Israel is the one leading me. Lord, in your mercy, visit me in this dimension. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're still going to pray. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, visit me in the visible presence of you that is so powerful, such that no authority, no principality can stop you and your operations. Lord, visit me in such a way. Visit me in such a way. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, visit me in a visible way that cannot be stopped by any government. Visit me in a powerful way that no authority on earth, no principality on earth, no kingdom on earth, no throne in any realm, no power in any realm will be able to stop you and your operations in my life. Lord, visit me in such a way and do operations that no one can stop. Visit me in a visible and powerful way. Thank you, Lord. Do operations that no one can stop. In the name of Jesus, visit me, Father. Visit me, Father. Visit me, Father, in a visible and powerful way, and do operations in my life, operations of greatness, operations of glory, operations of deliverance, operations of empowerment, operations of transformation, operations of healing, operations of mighty miracles. Visit my life and do operations that no one can stop. Visit me in a powerful and visible way, as you did to the Israelites when they were in Egypt, as you brought them out of Egypt, the same way by which you took them through the wilderness, and the same way by which you took them into the promised land. Lord, visit me in such powerful and visible way, and do operations that no one can stop, not even the governments of nations, not even the presidents of nations, not even the policies of the world. Lord, visit me and do such operations that no system on earth can stop and hinder. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to continue. You're going to pray again. Yeah, you may not understand what happened in Egypt in those days. You may not understand how they came out of such captivity. You may not understand because you weren't there. Yeah, they were under a very evil and wicked system.
they were under a very strong bondage. You know, when a bondage is strong, is when that bondage is coming from the rulers of nations. That is when a bondage is strong, when it is coming from the leaders of the land, the governors, the king, the president. That is when a bondage is very strong. So they set the law, you people shall remain slaves. And that is who you shall be forever. That was the bondage, that they must remain slaves and never come out of slavery. Yeah. So, and God knew that they were not going to reverse such law anew, that Pharaoh will not reverse that law. And he said, okay, then I am going to show who I am. So when the governments of nations begin to make laws and they make it so mandatory, and they're telling you that you don't have a choice, you have to do what we want. You don't do what we want, you die, or you starve to death, or whatever. So, yeah, so that is the same situation with the Israelites in Egypt. And then God said, okay, now I'm going to show you guys who I am. And then God began to deal with them. He began to seriously deal with them until they let go, the people of God. You are going to pray. I believe that even now, a lot is going on both in the physical realms and in the spiritual realms to keep the church under slavery, to keep many souls and destinies under slavery. And they are ready to continue to keep people under slavery forever. They are not going to give up. So don't think you are dealing with some forces of darkness that are willing to give up. They will not give up the evil they are doing. It's not possible. They will not repent, and they are not willing to change. And that is what God wants from them. God doesn't want them to change, and he doesn't want them to repent, and he doesn't want them to reverse those laws. Why? Because God wants to show them who he is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, descend upon ruling authorities, whether visible or invisible, that have determined that my life will remain in slavery. Father, descend upon these authorities and show them who you are. Show them how terrible you are. Show them how deadly you are. Show them how dangerous you are for me to be free. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, descend now upon every ruling authority, whether visible or invisible, that have vowed and determined that my life shall continue in slavery. Lord, descend upon them and waste them all. Descend upon them and shake them. Descend upon them and destroy their strongholds over my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I don't know if you are praying violently. Say, Lord, descend upon them now. Destroy their authorities, smash in pieces their strength of control over my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, waste them all. Thank you, Father. As you wasted Pharaoh and his forces in the sea, Lord, descend upon them and waste them all. Because of my deliverance and freedom, thank you, Father. Waste them all. Show them who you are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you look at that story of how the Israelites were brought out of captivity into the promised land, there's a lot of inspiration you shall receive from the Holy Spirit. If you study that account, if you go through that account, you shall get a lot of inspiration. And one of them is that you shall see how men survived how men survived without money. You shall see how God fed people from heaven. Yeah, with the food of angels. So God did miracles that were physically impossible. Why? Because God was against the system that enslaved them. Now, some of you, God is bringing you out of a system of slavery. And because God is doing that, you are not walking with Him in faith. You are not trusting Him to help you survive. Yeah, you're not trusting Him. You keep remembering, when I was in that job, when I was still working in that job, they used to give us this, they used to give us that. And God is taking you out of the system your job put you into. And God is trying to bring you into a better place. And at that time, God expects that you trust Him. But because of a slight hunger, because of some few moments of hunger, you began to lose faith in God. And you begin to think of going back to where He has taken you from. That is very wrong. That was the mistake the Israelites began to make. Yeah, because there was a system that was giving them food. They were having food to eat, but they were suffering. And then God decided to bring them out of that system. Yeah, so they could not trust the God who brought them out of the system. They could not trust Him to also feed them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. And it was at that point that they began to murmur and to offend God. They began to complain. And they began to sin against God. You're going to pray. I can feel it in my spirit that God is breaking many of you out of a system that have enslaved you for years. It could be an addiction. And because you have been addicted to that sinful habit, you have been in slavery and your life has not moved forward. And now God is bringing you out of that system. And you're finding it difficult to trust God along the way. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to be I refuse to be an enemy of the progress you are doing in my life at this time. Say, Lord, I refuse to be
an enemy of the progress you are doing in my life at this time. Lord, help me to follow you in faith. Help me to follow you in faith. As you are taking me out of a system of slavery into a better place, you're going to say, Lord, help me to follow you in faith. Help me to trust you with the whole of my heart. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to follow you with in faith. Help me to follow you with a heart of obedience, with a heart full of trust, with a heart full of faith in you, so that I will not hinder the process. You see, the children of Israel, they were not supposed to spend so long in the wilderness. They were supposed to spend something around 40 days, but it became 40 years. Because they could not trust God, and because of their disobedience. The same way with many Christians today, the journey that should take you few months or few weeks, it's now taking you many years because you could not trust God, because you could not depend on God. Ask God to help you. Tell God to help you. A lot of lives have been wasted in the wilderness. A lot of ministers of God wasted in the wilderness. A lot of children of God wasted in the wilderness because they could not trust God. They could not trust God. So Lord, help me not to be an enemy of the progress you are doing in my life at this time. Thank you, Lord. Help me not to be the one stopping you along this journey, because I can see that you are taking me to a better place. Lord, help me not to be the one stopping you because of unbelief, because of lack of faith and trust in you. Help me, Father. Help me not to be like the disobedient Israelites in the wilderness. Help me, Father, to trust you fully. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. I said God did miracles outside of the system that enslaved them. If there were another government in the wilderness that could feed them, God wouldn't have rained down manners from heaven. Yeah, but God brought them into a situation where the only thing that could help them move forward was miracles. And that is the same situations many Christians have been brought into at this point in time. Many of us have been brought into situations whereby it's only miracles that could take us into the promised land and that could make us survive. And God wants us to agree that it is only miracles, not your uncle somewhere that is rich, not one person you know somewhere that has money. God wants you to come to that place where you agree that only miracles will take you to that place he wants you to be. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I agree. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's those of you that you have someone that you think you can depend on. Well, you might not pray this prayer. Yeah, but for some of us that don't have anyone but God, then you need to pray that prayer. You're going to say, Father, I agree that only your miracles shall take me from where I am now to where I am going, to where you are taking me. Therefore, Lord, in your mercy, rain down those miracles. So, Lord, in your mercy,
work those miracles now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I agree. The Bible says the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, Lord, I agree that only you can help me. Only you can take me into the place you have promised me. I agree that only you can move my life forward. Lord, rain down the miracles. Begin the miracles. I don't want to know how you were doing. Yeah, because the Israelite did not know how manna came from the sky. Lord, I don't want to know how water will come from the rock. I don't want to know how the miracles will happen. But what I know is that only these miracles shall take me to my promised land. Therefore, Lord, I agree now. Begin the operations. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, begin to pray like that. Because God is here and is listening. Say, Lord, I agree that only your special miracles will make me survive at this time. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We are still in that passage. Psalm 68, verse 7 and verse 8. It says, O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness. And in verse 8, it says, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Yeah, it says, the earth shook at the presence of God. The heavens dropped at the presence of God. The evil Sinai, a giant mountain, even that Sinai, even that mountains, Mount Sinai, quaked at the presence of God. You're going to pray. There are many things that must be shaken. Yeah, for your breakthrough and success and victories to happen. Yeah, I could remember when God was doing some deliverances in my life. When God was doing a lot of deliverances in my life. Yeah, at a point, the angel of the Lord began to take me into places where I have been captured. So when we talk about deliverance, we don't just mean that something in your physical body. Yeah, of course, it includes that. Maybe there's anything planted by the devil in your body, then God can, you know, flush it out during deliverance. Yeah, but there are some deep level deliverance or deep level deliverances. So the angel of the Lord took me to some realms of darkness where they have captured me. So I am here on earth, but they have captured me in some realms, invisible realms that is beyond earth. So and he said I must be released in these realms. If I will experience any change in this physical realm. Yeah. So you can see how deliverance is so deep. Yeah. And until I experienced those deliverances, my life couldn't be like what it is today. It was so difficult for me to be where I am today. Yeah. I couldn't experience the victories I'm experiencing now until those kind of deep deliverances happened to me. So you're going to pray. I believe that so many things have to shake. So many realms have to release you before you can move forward physically. Spiritually, you must have been delivered from many realms. Many realms. To the point that even the earth will shake. Yeah, because this earth that you are looking at, this earth is following the dictates of many spiritual realms. Everything happening on earth, they are controlling it from realms, from spiritual realms, spiritual worlds. Everything going on here. So if any change will happen here, it must happen there. And that is where the earth will shake. Yeah, because something happened in those realms where the earth is being controlled. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, reveal your powerful presence in every realm where my life and destiny has been captured for many years. You're going to say, Father, reveal your powerful presence in every realm where my spirit, soul, and body has been captured for many years. Reveal your presence in those realms and release me. And release me now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Release me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a great earthquake in every realm of darkness, visible or invisible, that has held my life and destiny and calling captive for years. Lord, visit those realms now in the greatness of your power. Visit those realms now. Visit those realms now, whether it's in the waters, whether it's in the rocks, whether the realms are under the sea, whether it's in the heavenly places, whether it's under the ground or within the ground, every realm of darkness, where my destiny, my life, my calling has been captured for many years. Oh God of Israel, visit them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, something is happening. Continue to pray. So Lord, visit those realms with your power and authorize my deliverance. Authorize my freedom. Release me to move forward. Thank you, Father. Let the earth shake. Let the heavens drop. Because it is time for me to move forward. Lord, manifest your powerful presence in every realm of darkness. Let there be great earthquake day. And let that place continue to shake until I am released to move forward and to manifest. Let those realms begin to shake. Let those realms never stop shaking until my calling and destiny is released to manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The Lord is telling me that some of you have been poisoned in your spirit. Your spirit man has been poisoned. And that is why you cannot function as it is in your destiny to function. You cannot produce results as it is in God's plan for your life to produce results. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, visit, or you can say, release the blood of Jesus into my spirit. And let every poison of darkness that has limited my manifestation in calling and destiny be neutralized right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, release the blood of Jesus into my spirit. Release the blood of Jesus into my spirit. Father, release the blood of Jesus into my spirit.
Release the blood of Jesus into my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Let every poison of darkness in my spirit that is limiting my divine abilities, every poison of darkness in my spirit that has caged me from manifesting as I should manifest, from functioning as I should function, Lord, let the blood of Jesus neutralize them now. Let such poison be neutralized. Thank you, Lord. By the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still in those verses. In verse 8, it says, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Sometimes when the farmer is going to harvest from a tree, sometimes the farmer will shake the tree. Yeah. I know that there are some farmers that they have a very long stick that they use to pluck down the fruits on that tree. But usually, modernized farming, there's a way they shake the tree violently and all the fruits on the tree start dropping down. Yeah, the same way God wants to shake the head so that your blessings that he has put in the head shall be released unto you. Yeah, the same way God wants to shake many realms on head so that your blessings shall begin to drop down or drop into your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, manifest your powerful presence in the earth. And let the foundations of the earth be shaken until all my blessings you have placed in the earth are released into my life. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, Father, manifest your powerful presence in the earth. And let the foundations of the head be shaken violently until my blessings that is in the head are released into my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, manifest your powerful presence in the midst of the head. Shake the foundations of the head to the core until the head begins to release into my life all the blessings you have programmed into the head for my life, blessings you have placed in the head for me before I was born, blessings that has my name and address on them. Lord, let the head be shaking violently. Let the foundations of the head begin to shake. And let these blessings begin to fall into my life. Right now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of your powerful presence, by the reason of your mighty presence, thank you, Lord. Let the foundation of the head begin to shake. Until all these blessings that are mine in the head are released unto me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the powerful presence of the Most High God, as it were, in the days God dropped on Mount Sinai,
shall visit the earth concerning your life. Because of your life, there shall be a manifestation of God's presence that has never been felt before. And by the reason of that presence, your blessings shall come looking for you. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a great shaking in the earth because of you, because of your calling, because of your ministry, because of your destiny. I decree that there shall be a great shaking in the earth until all the blessings that are yours are released, and so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have 7 more prayer points, and I'm going to be praying for you. Yeah. It says in verse 8, it says, the head shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Yeah, even the mountain was moved at the presence of the God of Israel. You're going to pray. Yeah, the reason why there was vibrations on that mountain called Mount Sinai, when God visited physically, he appeared physically on that mountain, is because in the head are many enemies of God. In heaven, the presence of God in heaven doesn't have to vibrate like that. Yeah, because there are no enemies of God in heaven. But in head, there have to be a lot of shakings. Yeah, because there are a lot of enemies of God in the head, including your body. Yeah. Because Apostle Paul said, he said, who will deliver him from this body of sin? Yeah, so including your body is an enemy of God. So sorry for that. That explains why during deliverance, some people start vibrating and shaking in their bodies. Yeah, it's because everything on earth is so filled with darkness, including your bodies. Yeah, that is when people fall down, when the anointing is moving upon them. Why? Because everything has to vibrate here on earth, because everything is so full of enemies of God. Including the atmosphere we breathe in. There are so many things here that is against God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit my life in a strong and powerful way. And destroy all your enemies operating in my life. You're going to say, Father, visit my life in a strong and powerful way, and let all your enemies in my life die in the name of Jesus. All your enemies in my body, spirit, soul, let them die in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let there be vibrations till they are all destroyed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Visit my life in a very strong and powerful way. Destroy all your enemies, all the enemies of righteousness in my life, all the enemies of fruitfulness, all the enemies of progress, all the enemies of success, all the enemies of testimonies, of signs and wonders, all the enemies of victory in my life. Lord, begin to destroy them, including sicknesses and diseases, including every form of infections, all the enemies of stagnation, or enemies causing stagnation in my life. Lord, visit my life and destroy them all. Let them die. Thank you, Lord. Let them die at your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. Yeah. The same way you're going to pray that prayer. I mean, the same way we just prayed now, you're going to pray the same concerning your bloodline, your ancestral lineage. Yeah. Your father's bloodline, your mother's bloodline, your father's house, your mother's house, your father's village, your mother's village. All those places where your ancestors originate from. Yeah, you're going to ask God to visit those places. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, oh God of Israel, visit my ancestral lineage with fire, with power, and destroy all your enemies till none of them is left. Visit my ancestral lineage, because your enemies are my enemies. My enemies are your enemies. So you're going to say, Father, God of Israel, visit my ancestral lineage with fire and power and destroy all your enemies. Destroy all my enemies until none of them is left. So that my life can move forward. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Father, just visit my ancestral lineage. Visit my bloodline. Visit my father's house. Visit my mother's house with your fire and power. Begin to move in the village where my ancestors rose from. Begin to move in every place where I am connected with my blood, and begin to destroy all my enemies that will not allow me to move forward. Lord, visit those places, destroy them till none of them is left. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Till none of them is left. Let there be a permanent destruction of every enemy of my destiny, locked up or founded or rooted in my bloodline. Let there be permanent destruction of them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, descend in your anger upon every witchcraft system and altars that is limiting my progress and destiny, stopping my manifestation in calling and destiny. Lord, descend your anger upon them now and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jesus had a shigere graha. He had this jata. Descend, O God, in your anger upon every witchcraft system, every witchcraft altar, every witchcraft forces and network that is limiting my progress in destiny, limiting my manifestation in calling and destiny. Lord, descend upon them all in your anger and waste them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the foundation of witchcraft in my father's house receive the anger of God. Let the foundation of witchcraft in my mother's house, in my mother's lineage, receive the anger of God, and let them all be wasted now, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. The foundation, the roots of witchcraft in my family line, in my family background, limiting my progress and manifestation in destiny, receive the anger of God and be wasted now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, uproot from my life every sin transferred. I'm trying to construct the prayer in a way that it will reveal exactly what God is showing me. The same sin your ancestors committed is the same sin devil is enforcing on you at this time. The same mistakes they made, the same errors they made, whether in ministry, maybe your ancestors, they are men of God, or whatever they are. Maybe your father, your grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, they are people who have been knowing God, but they always make a particular mistake, and you are trying to make the same mistake. Or maybe is mistakes or sins that do it, all manner of immoralities and whatever it is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, uproot every sinful nature that has been transferred upon my life from my ancestors, from my ancestral lineage. Every sin and error and mistake my ancestors made, and now it's coming for me, coming to rule over me. Oh God, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The sins my parents and grandparents committed, and now it's coming for me, coming to enslave me, coming to rule over my life. Oh God, have mercy and deliver me. Uproot such sin from my life. Destroy such nature from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The same error and mistake my ancestors made, and they couldn't fulfill their destinies because of that error. Lord, let not my life fall under the same. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. I had the word fortress in my spirit. And if you look at the scriptures, you will see how the scriptures reveal that God is our fortress. Yeah, in many places the scripture has revealed or presented God as our fortress. Yeah, so which means that some of you, you are suffering because spiritually you are not strong enough. You are weak spiritually and you are not doing anything about it. You know, that is what I hate in the lives of many Christians today. They know they are weak spiritually and they are not doing anything about it. And they are so comfortable with it. And when the enemy prevail over them, they start running to the pastor. And what will the pastor do? The pastor can do nothing. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let my life house you as a fortress. Yeah, let my spirit, soul, and body house you as a fortress, as a strong fortress that no darkness can defeat, as a strong fortress that no weakness can overcome. So Lord, let my spirit house you or contain you as a great fortress that cannot be defeated by any power or by any kingdom of darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, turn my spirit man to a seat of your fortress, to a seat of you as a fortress, to a seat of power, to a seat of great fire that cannot be oppressed by devils, that cannot be defeated by darkness or by any force of darkness. Lord, let my life become a house of you as a great fortress. Lord, magnify yourself in my life. Is another way of praying that prayer. So Lord, become big in me till all my weaknesses are gone. Become big and mighty in me till all my failures are no more. Till I am indestructible. Till I am untouchable. Till I am invincible. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me ways to function under your grace and not under my human efforts, with my human strength. So Lord, teach me to function under your grace, to function with divine abilities of you, and not with human strength and effort. Or open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, teach me. Teach me. Teach me. In the name of Jesus. teach me to function under your grace. Teach me to operate with divine abilities from you, with your divine abilities and not human abilities, not human strength, not human effort. Teach me to be able to do this in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Father, to do everything in my life by grace and not by human strength. Teach me how to connect with the realm of grace and not the realm of human efforts and wisdom and strength. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, and last thing you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, make me into the person that can fulfill the destiny you have given me. Make me, change me, transform me into the person that can fulfill the calling you have given me. Open your mouth and pray like that in the name of Jesus. Because until you change into that person, you will not be able to fulfill the call of God on your life as it was given. So Lord, change me. Make me. Change me. Make me into the person that can fulfill the call you have placed on my life. Change me into that person, for I know that only with that life and identity can my calling be fulfilled. Lord, change me into the person that can fulfill the assignments you have sent me into this world to fulfill. Thank you, Lord. Change me to the person that can fulfill the destiny you gave me to live on earth. Change me to that man. Change me to that woman. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to be praying for you, but before I do that, the Lord just tell me something, or just told me something. Yeah, and it's a good news. Yeah, the Lord is saying that he's going to put honor on the life of some of you. Yeah, honor, meaning that you shall be honored in places that you don't deserve to be honored. Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah, so he has placed that honor on you. So very shortly you shall see signs confirming this word. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God. We thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for taking us through many truths from the scripture in Psalm 68, verse 7 and verse 8. Thank you for showing us many things from that scripture and showing us how much you have committed yourself to help us fulfill destiny, even the same way you did for the Israelites in the land of bondage. Thank you for such a grace you you have given to us, such a mercy you have shown to us at this time, that we can believe you for terrible miracles that will take us into the place of destiny, fulfillment, and manifestation. Thank you for such a grace. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask concerning everyone that has prayed with me in this prayer session. I ask, oh God, that in your mercy, visit each life and begin to correct things that has been deformed, things that has been malformed, things that has been damaged. Lord, I ask that you go into each life hearing my voice right now and begin to heal their lands, begin to heal everyone, begin to correct everything that is out of place in their lives, everything, including their bodies, souls, and spirits. Lord, begin the work of healing and correction and restoration now in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that you become an enemy to their enemies. I ask, oh God, that you smash kingdoms of darkness, agents of darkness, realms of darkness that are attacking these ones. Lord, smash in pieces these kingdoms and agents until the lives of your people begin to move forward. Father, do not stop fighting until they move into their promised lands. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that you shall not fail anymore. You shall not offend God anymore. You shall not be discouraged anymore. You shall not be delayed anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I remain in victory forever. In Jesus' name. Yeah, God bless you.
Goodbye.